with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military is urging some 1 million-plus Palestinians living in Gaza to flee to the north. The BBC's Jessica McAllen says the warning comes as hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops mass along the border with Gaza ahead of an expected ground offensive.
UN staff in Gaza said Israeli military liaison delivered the warning just before midnight on Thursday, local time. They said it applied to the entire population of Gaza, north of Wadi Gaza, approximately 1.1 million people. The UN Relief Agency has issued an appeal for emergency donations to help Palestinians.
The terrorist response, Hamas is dismissing the Israeli warning as a ploy and is calling on civilians to stay in their homes. Never reluctant to speak his mind, former President Trump's remarks about Israel have angered both the White House as well as his Republican presidential rivals.
At a Florida rally this week, Trump criticized Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, called Israel's defense chief a jerk, and described the Hezbollah militant group as very smart. A White House spokesman said that a former U.S. president calling terrorists smart is unhinged and sickening. Trump's campaign rivals also spoke out. Ron DeSantis said it's absurd to attack our friend and ally, Israel. And Mike Pence responded, saying Hezbollah aren't smart, they're evil. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republican Congressman Steve Scalise has pulled his name from consideration for the job of House Speaker. Republicans to meet later this morning to talk about what to do next. A 22-year Philadelphia police veteran is dead, another officer hospitalized. They were shot late last night while investigating vehicle break-ins in a Philadelphia airport parking garage. The hunt is now on for suspects. This is SRN News. Atheists go after a Christian teacher.
Officials at Honey Creek Middle School in Terre Haute, Indiana, have ordered the teacher to remove a cross and a Bible quote from the walls of her classroom after a complaint was leveled by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The prominent atheist group claimed that the Christian decor was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. No lawsuit was filed, but the implied threat was enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Various forms of paganism are on the rise in the U.S., even as Christianity declines. According to a study released by Trinity College, a growing number of Americans are turning to witchcraft, as many as 300,000. A 2021 study found that 21% of adults believe in spells and witchcraft. About 1.3 million identify with some kind of pagan belief system. The attraction to paganism is stronger in the young. Experts predict this will eventually lead to a much more pagan country. This is SRN News. High-profile critic of the war in Ukraine may have been poisoned.
French prosecutors are investigating a suspected poisoning of a Russian journalist who fled Russia after denouncing the war in Ukraine on live TV. Marina Ovsyannikova called emergency services and was hospitalized after suddenly falling ill at her Paris apartment on Thursday. The office said she suspected she'd been poisoned. Police are examining her apartment. Ovsyannikova used to work at Russian state television Channel 1. She drew international attention in March 2022 after appearing behind the anchor of an evening news broadcast with a sign that said, "Stop the war, don't believe the propaganda, they are lying to you here." Keith Peters reporting.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures modestly lower. The Dow futures are down a dozen points. NASDAQ futures 43 points in the red, and the S&P futures are down 5 points. More details, SRNNews.com.